This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, which president do you believe? The one, Joe Biden, who came out yesterday and said, drones, nothing to be worried about. Here are just people confused and, you know, hobbyist drones and people mistaking planes for drones and stars for drones. There's nothing going on here. Nothing at all to see. Nothing to worry about. That's president number one. President number two saying the opposite.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense.
Huh. Two very different messages. I mean, it's kind of shocking, actually.
Yeah, pretty much what I said yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. No, incoming president, outgoing president.
Yeah.
So. And obviously brilliantly put by you yesterday, but
no,
another example of it.
It was just, but thank you.
It's always brilliant what you say, Lee.
Right.
So, same with everyone else on this station. So, of course. So, wow, what a contradiction, right? From
yes.
The Biden message to the Trump message. I mean, it's just literally shocking. It's like, again, another example of two Americas, right?
Yes, exactly.
Trump went on to say this.
I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should.
Yeah. Again, total mirror opposite of what the Biden administration, Biden himself, said yesterday. And then Trump made news.
Biden actually spoke yesterday.
Well, I know. And apparently, according to his own staff, he's dead. I mean, did you see that yesterday?
No.
Well, no, but that's what the guy actually said. It was another one of those undercover O'Keefe shock videos.
Yeah.
Where they get people saying real and true things.
Oh, boy.
As they think they're on a date with somebody hot, but actually it works every time. It's so funny. And they'll brag. It was a Biden national security high ranking staffer. And he said Biden's basically dead.
Well, yeah, basically dead.
Basically dead.
I would agree with that, yeah.
No, I mean, like, physically, basically dead. That, and he's saying it's shocking, the degeneration in Joe Biden. We see it every day. And he said Joe Biden won't be alive in a year. That's how gone that he is. I'm just quoting him. And he said he would regularly become completely confused. At one point, Lee, in the video, he says, and I'd play the audio for you, but the quality is so bad. He said that Joe Biden calls the White House. He's on his way out for the day, right? Joe Biden calls the White House looking for Jake Sullivan, his chief national security advisor. And Joe Biden's on a trip at the time. And he wants to know, where's Jake? I got to talk to Jake. And he has to remind Joe, Jake's on the trip with you. He's probably in the back of the plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go talk to him.
Plane? I'm on a train. What are you talking about?
That's how gone he is.
Yeah, that's sad.
And he was saying, listen, they have to give, this is the scary part, they have to give the national security briefings to the staff, too, because Joe's so gone that he can't be trusted to process them, understand them, and act on them. And so the staff, basically what they're saying is, well, you know, staff's running the country. Well,
and that's what we've talked about this for some time, Chair. I would really like to know exactly which individuals are really the ones running the country right now.
Sounds like the staff.
Well, I mean, but there's got to be a leader. There has to be someone or some small subcommittee of several, you know, maybe two, three, four staffers or something that are actually making the decisions and doing this on behalf of the Biden administration. That's what we ought to hear the actions be called as. Not Biden speaking or Biden directing, but on behalf of Joe Biden, his staff today said.
Right.
Oh, gosh. What a country.
Yeah. But anyway, the guy said basically Joe's even way more gone than the public knows or would perceive from Joe's public appearances. So that's interesting. Back to the original story, though. Trump made news then saying, because, you know, he's got his Bedminster club there that he owns.
Golf course. Yeah,
golf course. And he's saying, look, I was going to go to New Jersey to Bedminster, but now because Joe can't seem to get a hold of these, you know, get these drones under control. And by the way, he's lying to you. He says, I'm canceling my trip. I can't go there. The drones keep flying over.
They happen to be over Bedminster. One another they're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
You know, I think Donald Trump's doing a much better job of press conferences now, because he I think he knows where the lines are a little bit better, and he's stepping on the line a little bit, but that's fine. That's good. You should, because he's tweaking the press, but he's not going so far as, you know, he's you know, getting them enraged. He just gets them irritated.
He's handling them really well. Yeah. There's been some press who ask questions, and he's just like, no, I'm not answering that.
Exactly.
That would be not in our national interest.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's just like I saw some article about he was asked about first strike on Iran if it was determined they had nuclear weapons. He said, how can I answer that? I'm not answering that. I'm not going to tell you preemptively what we're going to do. And to me, I've always thought that's a dumb question, because it's one of those gotcha situations. There's any smart leader will not discuss anything about potential action. Period. End of story. There's no point in even bringing it up.
Oh, that's why Trump sounded annoyed, because he knows if he answered it, that same reporter in the same news outlet would savage him for, you know, answering that and letting the enemy know what he's going to do next. That's why they asked it. And they never did things like this to Joe Biden. They didn't even ask him real questions about stuff they should have asked him questions.
Joe never knows what's going to happen in
that's
the future anyway. So
Joe doesn't know what's happening now.
Exactly.
Right.
He can barely get the past out of his mouth.
No, I know. But back to Joe and the drones. Joe Biden finally personally coming out saying, hey, you know, everybody's confused. They're mistaken. It's just like some birds, some planes, some, you know, hobbyist drones. Nothing going on here. Nothing to see.
I like that. Joe and the drones. That'll be a new band someday.
Oh, yeah. That could be a band. You're right.
Joe and the drones.
And the drones. Yeah. Well,
you're on a roll here today, Jerry. I'm telling you.
No. Yeah. But here's the thing, Joe, this is what they're doing. They're gaslighting you and acting like, oh, it's just some people with some, you know, on TikTok reporting these things. Just some people with some cell phones. They're so confused. But Lee, it's not. It's people like the largest utility in New Jersey, which happens to have nuclear power plants, saying the drones are as big as SUVs. They won't go away. We need restricted airspace to protect our nuclear reactors. Okay, so these aren't like paranoid people trying to get some hits on TikTok.
No.
These are people running the nuclear reactors.
Well, I heard audio from the air traffic controllers at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that I heard on the, you know, of a podcast this morning. And you actually hear air traffic control telling an incoming flight, you need to avoid this area because of some aerial, you know, unmanned activity going on. Security is on top of it. They're dealing with the situation, but you need to avoid this area.
Yeah. And here's the thing.
So this is the real thing.
Right. Patterson Air Force Base is not in New Jersey. It's in Ohio.
And it is a critical Air Force base. It has all kinds of different military activities, from reconnaissance to materials and testing and all kinds of things that go on there.
So for Joe Biden, just gaslight everybody. It's just, you know, just some people in their backyards looking at stars thinking they're seeing drones. Again, no, it's Wright-Patterson Air Force Base has confirmed closure of their airspace due to drones in the area. Bob Perdaman, chief of public affairs, probably not a conspiracy theorist, right? said the airspace was blocked for around 4 hours late Friday night and early into early Saturday. And Joe's like, they're just seeing birds and planes and stuff. So, and then again, it's remarkable to have Trump, the other president, come behind him and say, no, they know. They need to stop lying about it. They need to stop gaslighting the American people. And I mean, you've got serious people. I mean, again, take a listen to this. This is just like this.
Well, New Jersey officials are reporting that drones appeared above two nuclear power plants in the state. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew, he represents a district, one of them, saying, quote, recent reports from officials indicate that the drones have been hovering near critical infrastructure, including the PSEG nuclear power plant in Salem.
I guess they're just confused, right? It's confused. They just don't know what they're seeing when they're asking the FAA to close the airspace over the nuclear facilities. Not serious people, I'm sure. We should just go ahead and believe Joe. This is the kind of stuff that scares Americans, Lee, because they can't trust the Biden administration. They expect to be lied to. And when Biden lies himself personally and his administration, it scares them even more than if they just knew what these drones were. And the conspiracy theories in the absence of that are getting absolutely wild. All right, coming up, this is a bombshell news day for COVID, where we find out the Pentagon boldface lied. And what it means is mind-blowing. All that coming up.